This is part three of the podcast. Something weird happened with the prize money too. It went from around half a mil down to 416
or 61 or...
Yeah, and then I think it dropped even further and everyone's sort of going, what the hell, what just happened?
What, live on the TV? I didn't see it, so I don't know, but...
Yeah, so if you go on the official website and do it quickly to the vote tally page, because we're not sure how long it's going to stay there, after the prize fight, the total was $511,000, and for some reason the check Jamie got was $426,000. Now, I don't know how they could have possibly lost almost $100,000 in fines in 3 days.
With three housemates. No, what, two... Yeah, or, well, from four to three to two. Surely they're smart enough or know the rules that much, so...
Really weird, that one. And on the fine tally on the official website, there's no explanation, there's no reasons where these fines came from or why the money changed.
Well, I'm just ringing because Jamie's obviously won, and I was kind of a bit disappointed at everybody's attitudes on the forums. I mean, I did want Camilla to win because, I'm from Melbourne and I thought it'd be nice to see a female winner, but at the same time, I think Jamie seemed like a pretty nice guy, and I think it would be nice maybe if people just accepted that he won and just congratulated him instead of saying all these immature and nasty things on the forums about him being, God, I've just read so many things. And I just don't think there's a need for people just to hate. I mean, you know, it's a game at the end of the day. And, yeah, he's won because obviously people thought he was worthy, you know. I mean, I didn't particularly like David, but if he had won, I would have, you know, congratulated him or whatever. I just don't think people should get so angry and be so negative. But that's just my two cents, and I'm sure a lot of other people have different opinions from me, and that's fine as well. Okay, bye.
There wasn't a big focus on the prize money.
Because it's shit all now.
Because it's shit all, yeah. But like it was sort of, and here's your check, and now let's look at your time in the house. So the prize money didn't really mean anything this year. It was more of a focus on the money from the money that they got out of winning and the car. I'm trying not to say names here, but the car, the money, and did they win phones as well? Something like that. There was more focus on that than the prize money, which was kind of interesting.
I think they didn't focus on the prize because everyone's sort of just like, oh yeah, they got fined. Yeah, they've been fined so much now, it just doesn't matter. We don't care. And we know that Big Brother's just going to put in some way for them to win the money back, even though at the beginning of the series, Big Brother said specifically, no, you will not have a chance to win the money back.
Yeah, and on Friday Night Live, they said, he's going to give him a chance to win back $500,000 because he's still so evil, he's not going to let them win back the other half. No, he's not that evil, it's just that they couldn't fit that into a one-hour time slot. That's the only reason why.
What the hell is with this stupid take? I'm bullshit. I saw the report on, like, the TV, and, like, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Yeah, they can interview a guy commenting he knows their housemates and what they're feeling, but he really doesn't know shit. Today Tonight is full of bullshit. They really don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Hi, guys. My name is Myowen, and, I didn't have any other way of contacting you as quickly as possible. I'm calling regarding the report that was on Today Tonight last night. I'm disgusted. I called up Today Tonight and I pointed out, first of all, exactly what you guys have said on your website, but I've done it because I post there as well, that Behind Big Brother is not the official site, as they implied in their report last night. They also had no right to publish nicknames of people who post on Behind Big Brother, and it is a gross invasion of privacy on their part, and that they may want to show the correct footage in the correct context. I also reiterated that I think that you guys deserve a public apology on air tonight. I'm absolutely disgusted with a lot of them. It was just nothing but a muck-raking, mud-slinging match and a really, really poor attempt at getting some ratings just before Big Brother finishes. I think Today Tonight really needs to have a look at themselves. Like I said, guys, you guys are doing a fabulous job. If it's any consolation, I had somebody join my forum requesting the footage as well. So their account has been suspended until I find out exactly who this person is. But I'll probably find out that this post was actually made the same day that the post was made on your site. Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm with you all the way because I post with you guys, and that it sort of got onto my forums as well. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm behind you 110%, and I've called up Channel 7 and I've given them a right bollocking because I think they deserved it. Please take care of yourselves, guys. You guys are doing a wonderful job, as I've said before, and I will hopefully see you on the flip side. Bye, darlings.
So on the 27th, I was sitting on my couch sniffing nail polish, watching Channel 7, and this Today Tonight story comes on, and it has my website, and it says it's the official website.
They need to get that fact straight. How? I can't get over the fact that on every single page of Behind Big Brother, it says this Behind Big Brother has nothing to do with SSE / Channel 10 / Big Brother, and we are not the official website. How hard is it to... I mean, do you honestly think the official website would have the sort of content that we have? I'm not trying to sound big-headed, but official site doesn't do that. And why would there be two websites? Are Channel 10 reporters honestly that stupid?
Channel 7.
Channel 7, sorry. Where do they go to journalism school?
The funniest... Because I watched this thing over and over because it was so funny. The funniest thing is they're showing the official website, and as the voiceover says... the official Big Brother website, it fades into behindbigbrother.com as if you're not supposed to notice. I mean, one website is blue and one is green. It's very obvious.
And it's obvious for a reason.
Yeah, we specifically don't look like the official site for a reason. And how could no one... How could they think that no one was going to pick that up?
And when they had the printout saying we managed to get a copy of the things before they were printed, before they were removed, what the fuck? Where the hell did you get that information from? Everything that gets removed on Behind Big Brother forums goes into the trash can or goes into the archive or gets soft deleted. What the hell?
We never hard delete anything, which means it's always somewhere on the server. Even if you guys can't look at it, we still can. So we never remove anything forever. It's always somewhere.
And just, it was so, and printing it out, and someone noticed that they didn't even block out the word fuck. It was on one of the printouts. And no one's really taken it seriously at all. Like, the forum members whose posts were shown on the story have just, they've wallowed in the glory saying, oh, I was on Channel 7. And... It was just more publicity for us and our host, jumper.com.au, as well. So, really, there's...
Yeah, we should plug them right now, jumper.com.au.
Yes, go to them for all your hosting needs.
They've done a great job hosting us this year, though.
Yes, they have.
Especially keeping us up during Camilla Gate and the opening and finale.
You know, about the Camilla Gate thing, you shouldn't call it Camilla Gate because Camilla Gate makes it sound like Camilla was the one who instigated it.
Okay, the turkey slap.
The turkey slap.
Since that phrase, the turkey slap, is no longer taboo. I mean, It's being so freely used now. Turkey slap, turkey slap, turkey slap.
Turkey slap. Turkey slap Camilla. So Channel 7 just... shot themselves in the foot, and they're just opening themselves to more criticism. I mean, seriously, get your facts straight or report on the Centrelink benefits of a 18-person family. I mean, it's... What the hell? I just have nothing to say about it.
And as for the actual nail polish sniffing business, I don't know if you can get high from sniffing nail polish. Maybe the remover, but... Okay.
Yeah, but...
I don't think they did it. I don't know.
There was something. There was definitely something where Camilla and, who was it, David, came out of the diary room. Camilla was crying and they said it was serious. But we didn't find out what that was. I don't really care.
I do. Maybe they were sniffing nail polish.
Apparently they were, but...
Oh, who cares now?
The season's over. Big Brother probably just said, you do realise what our audience is, and if they see that, it's going to be... You know, it's not a cool thing to do. And Camilla maybe figured that out.
Yeah, well, obviously it's not a cool thing to do. But then Channel 10 goes, oh, Big Brother's trying to cover it up. Let's show
Channel
them
10.
Sniff.
You mean Channel 7? Yeah.
Channel 7's trying... The Big Brother's trying to cover it up. Oh, we have to show these people sniffing nail polish to all the kiddies.
Yeah, exactly. And who watches the TV at 6:30 with their parents? Kids. So, you know, they're waiting for Big Brother to come on because they're not watching Home and Away. So they're watching Today Tonight, or Neighbours, whatever gets you off.
Mummy, what's that? What's the gay guy sniffing?
Mummy, do you have some nail polish? Seriously, Channel 10 really need to rethink.
Seven.
We're having some trouble tonight. Seven honestly need to rethink the journalists that they have hired. And, I mean, uni students could do a better job. First year uni student. I'm a first year uni student doing journalism. Hire me. That's all I have to say. Actually, don't hire me. I don't want to work for you, Channel 7. Get away from me and the website.
Hi, guys. I'd just like to say that last podcast with Josh and Vid was really good, and I think that Josh should do more podcasts because he has really good opinions and he's really funny and he's got a really nice voice. And I think that Vid's really good. And the other guy that usually does the podcast, I don't like him that much because he's a little bit boring. But I definitely think that Vid and Josh, and probably Josh a little bit more, should be back because Josh is really, really cool. And he's sexy and stuff like that. Bye-bye.
So that brings us to the end of our Behind Big Brother podcast. We hope you enjoyed our podcast throughout the year. Thanks for your voicemails and ongoing praise.
How many
praise.
Episodes did we get to? 25-ish?
25-ish, yeah, something like that.
It's a good effort. A good effort for 100 days. That's 25 podcasts in 100 days. That's one every 4 days.
Well done, us. And we managed to stay positive throughout the season. We could have given up during the 6th week of Big Brother, but we didn't because we're dedicated fans. So, yeah, just a big thank you, and once again, a big thank you to Jumba, our hosts.
Everyone who called in.
Including the Snip 104, as much as we didn't like playing your voice.
Yeah, shout out to Snip 104.
And Desmond.
And Desmond.
Your drunk phone calls keep me entertained at 3 a.m. when I check the voicemails.
Okay, before we go, what's your final rating of the season?
It's
not that difficult, Kay.
It is, because I got over last season during the middle, maybe three quarters through, and I didn't watch very much of it because I became addicted to Big Brother UK. But this season, I think, is on par with last season. It had good times, it has really bad times, it had even worse times. It had 24-hour SMS votes, then it had even worse times.
Okay, but, well, here's hoping that 2007 will be slightly better, because Season 1 and 2, very similar. Season 3 and 4, very similar. 5 and 6, very similar again. So let's hope that 2007 will be the next jump into something new, new territory for Big Brother Australia.
I hope that they just rethink absolutely everything. The rules, the audition process, the house. It just basically gets ripped down and we think, oh, there's this concept where we put people in a house with cameras. How can we work on that? And they just forget.
Don't take them out of the house.
Yes, don't take them out.
I can't stress that more. And more footage from the diary room, my two rules for 2007.
And my one hope, other than making the entire thing different and fresh, is a later time slot. I think Australia has an aging population. Everyone knows that. So a later time slot, I think, could honestly work. And the people who have grown up with Big Brother, as in watching it, have been watched every year and got older, they're now at the age where 9:30 is a suitable time slot for them. Finishing work, coming home from uni, that sort of thing. And the niche market is definitely there for a later time slot.
Yeah, because, I mean, they could justify it by saying that there's always going to be new 13-year-olds. But new 13-year-olds, I don't know if they're going to be into Big Brother that much. I mean, maybe they'd rather go onto the internet, onto MySpace. I don't know.
You're not a 13-year-old girl. You don't know.
So, try and change everything about the series. That's what I'd like to see.
Just keep with the housemates, isolation, and the basic concept of Big Brother. Oh, and also one last thing. Sorry to those people who got offended by Josh's comments about homosexuals and the terms he used. You know, that's just Josh, and he didn't mean to offend anyone.
I think we might be back for one last one with Josh, maybe.
Yes. Maybe we'll get some other mods on here. I don't know.
And also stick around because we have some plans in the making for Australian Idol, coverage of Australian Idol. We don't know exactly what it's going to be yet, but there's something in the making.
It's in the woodwork. Some people may know.
It's on the drawing board.
It's on the drawing board, yeah. Some people may know that I run the website, which basically has a whole heap of Idol media. Let's just throw in a big plug, www.australianidoltoday or ozidoltoday.com. We're going to do something there. Hopefully. The season starts in like a couple of days. I haven't even planned anything.
There's plenty of time.
Plenty of time. There's at least 24 hours to whip up a website. So,
I mean, I coded Behind Big Brother in 2 days.
Exactly. So, yes, thank you everyone who visited the site, crashed the servers.
Longest goodbye ever.
Longest goodbye ever. And that's a wrap.
This is Sleep104 here. Quite exhilarated after their loss of Camilla. Sucked in all you Camilla lovers. She didn't win. Your hopes and dreams really went down the drain, didn't they? Sucked in, that's all I really have to say. So yeah, it's been quite a year on Big Brother, hasn't it? On the forums, yeah, storming it a bit, still on the podcast. Sorry, our video podcast will come back after one day. Abuse me and Desmond here on the forums, pretty good, pretty damn funny. Probably have to be the highlight of the year for your podcasting. Still don't really like any of you, especially Reality Junkie. Sorry, mate, I really can't stand you. Desmond, do I say anything?
Yeah, I'm just happy Camilla lost, and she deserved to lose. And I don't know if Jamie deserved to win, I don't really care, I just didn't want Camilla to win. And she's really fake. She's really fake, and she reached out to the fat people of Australia to vote for her. She was going on how happy she was in her body, but in the house, all she ever went on about was how fat she was and, like, yeah, how she didn't like it and blah, blah. And, yeah, she's just really fake, really, really fake person. And I don't know how she got that far either, probably just because of the Ashley and John incident. And it was pretty shit that they weren't on the show. That was really hopeless. Big Brothers should bloody, I don't know, just kiss my ass. I think that's what he should do. And, yeah, on the forum, yeah, vibes, the podcasts were good this year. And, yeah, can't, not many complaints about the forums apart from a few users, but, yeah, it's not your fault, Vibes. Don't worry about it. Yeah, no, well, I got no problem with your Reality Junkie. Kind of makes me bowish, but that's about it. See you next year.
Just quickly like say, if any of you can remember last night when Greta was talking to David on stage, she accidentally dropped the beans and revealed all. She's actually saying to David something like, I am a gay man and I'm proud, like, you know.
Bastard
Gretel. Gretel revealed all. I hope someone got that on caption and put it, stick it on bloody YouTube. Yo, magic bell. Somewhere in that ancient mystic story. Magic bell. Still the space and space. Soistic fantasy. Spray the wall gently down the bowl. Merrily, life is just a soul. Kiss my ass, vibe your bastard. YouTube Reality Junkie, kiss my curvy butt.